Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
13 minutes, it is past 5 o'clock, an important meeting happening yesterday between the Soweto Taxi Services, one of the minibus taxi associations operating in Soweto, as well as the e-hailing services and associations represented, and of course, city and provincial law enforcement represented in that meeting as well. Also in that meeting was Dr. Mcini Chwaku. Dr. Chwaku is a City of Joburg's MACO member for public safety, joins me on the line now. Dr. Chwaku, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir, and good morning to the listeners.
What transpired in the meeting that you participated in yesterday?
Thank you for that. What transpired yesterday is very simply and shortly, the Soweto Taxi Services and the e-hailing operators, they have confirmed that they are not fighting. Because of this recent violence that is happening. And then also they've indicated that what has been happening is that there's been some unregistered e-hailing drivers approaching customers, directly without using this actually app. The feud was actually there because now there was a confusion now in terms of whether the e-hailing operators are now bordering to be operators. So there's been those kind of, the tensions within this mall. So we managed to actually to come in and to really try and talk to both, the parties. And then yesterday we managed to reach at least, there is this agreement. That's why now you find at least there's been some calm and all of that. But these two, the taxi association, actually it's not even, the sort of taxi services. There's a lot of them. You've got Nawa, UTAF, and all of that. So they just made it clear that both themselves, they're not actually, in a fight, but there are some unregistered operators who are operating now as the taxi operator, as a taxi association. So that's where, this confusion is at. And the touching of the car, they've indicated that they have no idea in terms of who's actually, responsible for actually that. So ourselves, in terms of the police, the SAPS and the JMPD in combination, are still doing some in investigations on that.
And when you say following the agreement yesterday, things are calmer, what is that agreement? What is the actual agreement between the e-hailing taxi service as well as the minibus taxi associations?
Okay, one of the agreement, number one, is saying that the e-hailing operators now will no longer be inside the mall for now. This is from now up until tomorrow. They will only pick up and drop off at the entrances of the mall. However, the elderly, the mothers with newborns, the people with disability, and if it's raining, then they will be able, they want to actually go inside the mall, be able to drop off, the people there. So that we're able to see who are these unregistered e-hailers who are actually not causing the confusion. And then again, what we said was that the SAPS, the JMPD, the mall, the security, taxi association squad, and some of the e-hailing personnel will be deployed in the mall to actually monitor and check the unregistered Uber, unregistered e-hailing guys. What is happening then is that they've seen that, if you're doing e-hailing, you have to use an app. But now these unregistered Ubers, they were actually queuing inside the mall, and they will go to customers who are coming out of ShopRite or Checkers and all of that. So now they were actually acting as an association. So we are going to be in our side as a public safety. We've deployed not the JMPD and SAPS. They said they are going to be deploying as well, and the mall as a security as well. Will ensure that they're actually there as well. So, and also, there is a formation of a committee. That committee consists of the MMCs, myself, I'm there, MMC Kenekunen is there. And then also, we've got the mall managers that are there. We've got the taxi associations that are there, especially in Soweto, UTAF, and Soweto Taxi Services, and all the other ones. The e-hailing, you know, the representatives, they are actually there as well. So we formed this this committee, and it also involves the representatives, you know, like from the province, because in the province, remember, one of the concerns of the e-hailing operators was that the e-hailing industry is not regulated. So at this point in time, they're not actually making some margins very good margins. And so I wanted the government to engage with your Ubers and your Bolts and all of that. So they are there sitting into that. So in other words, we have a short-term solution and we're going to have a long-term, the solution as well. So that committee will be sitting tomorrow again to come up with what is called a short-term solution and a long-term one. So temporarily, we indicated that the drop off will be outside the malls. Number two, JMPD, the mall, malls security, and SAPS and everyone will be guarding the malls and ensure that we look out for these unregistered e-hailing guys.
And I imagine that extends to all malls beyond Maponya and Protea Glen.
Yes. All the malls. Yeah, with all the malls. And then the reason why we also include the province, because the province says that this thing is actually also starting to happen in the other malls very slightly. So we need to arrest what is happening here in those malls in Soweto, arrest it in other malls like in Johannesburg and also in other areas like Ekurhuleni and Pretoria and all of that. So they said that the province, they've got some solution, because remember, same thing was happening at the airport, and then at the airport they've managed to have designated pickup points so that you don't have a clash between what is so-called metered taxis and the e-hailing and also the taxi guy. So we are going to find that tomorrow. Yeah, so it's a challenge. Yeah, but now everything is calmer. Even the chairperson of the taxis yesterday, and they wanted to make it clear that please, the community, they must not think that it's a Soweto services and then the taxi. They're not fighting really. And I mean, that was they made it very loud. But they've got this third force, this third element, which is coming, between them. Because they've been operating for a very long time. Said, no, you've been e-hailing all the time. But what? Why now all of a sudden? There's this thing that is actually happening. So, yeah.
All right.
But everything is calmer now. Everything is okay.
Dr. Chwako, I'm sure we'll check in with you again after tomorrow's meeting, perhaps in the coming week or so. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Dr. Mklini Chwako, the City of Joburg's MECO member for public safety, participating in that very important meeting that took place.